Some of the biggest challenges that we would encounter with any of these types of systems was the ability to rate shop across modes of transport, right? Yep. Because even when you've integrated all of those different tariffs and contracts and all of that,
yep,
everybody needed a different set of inputs,
yep,
to be able to rate shop effectively. So you still ultimately did the majority of it manually.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the WBS Podcast. I'm Sam Gupta, your host and principal consultant at the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm, Elevate IQ. Most companies started the wave of acquiring parcel companies during COVID. They had to combine all modes, including TL, LTL, and parcel. Also, while not all TMS may have the same technical capabilities for cloud-native loading and dispatch capabilities designed from the perspective of trucking companies are rare to find. So where does 3G TMS stand in its capabilities among different supply chain solutions out there? And how does it compare with other solutions? In today's episode, we invited a panel of industry experts for a live discussion on LinkedIn to conduct an independent review of 3G TMS or PSJet capabilities. We covered many grounds, including their unique strengths with execution component for the trucking industry. Finally, we covered their technology and where e-commerce-centric multi-carrier solutions might fit in their portfolio. With that, let's get to the conversation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. And if you're joining for the first time, this is part of our industry for which we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. We review one solution or the vendor. And for today, we have 3G TMS. And some people might recognize them. And I don't know, Andy, if you know 3G TMS, you might recognize PaceJet in the mid-market.
Yeah.
So these guys bought PaceJet. So now PaceJet is with them. So I don't know which is the stronger brand. But this is definitely one of the leading TMS solutions out there. So we are going to have a lot of fun.
Sure.
Before we do that, we are going to start with everybody's intros. I am going to start with my quick intro. Sam Gupta, principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. On that note, Dave, can I ask you to introduce yourself next?
Sure. Thanks, Sam. Hey, everybody. My name is Dave Chrysler, and I own an operations consulting business working with leaders in the manufacturing and distribution spaces, helping them to optimize their systems and come to you with more than 25 years of various operational leadership roles, and excited to be here with you gentlemen tonight.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for being here, Dave. Andy, can I ask you to introduce yourself next?
I am so happy to introduce myself, Sam. And I'm always so honored to be in such an esteemed panel. My name is Andy Pratico. I've been involved in ERP software for manufacturers all my life, and I have a published book that helps people evaluate ERP systems. And by the way, and I have another one of those webinars on September 20th coming up. Thanks a bunch, Sam.
What is the topic for
September 20th? Same one that Dave missed last time, which is how to uncover the truth about ERP systems.
Okay, so you just keep doing the same thing?
Before you buy. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. Okay, again and again. Good. Very good.
An audience, right? That's why.
Yeah. So guys, check it out. If you have not checked, Andy is super knowledgeable, obviously. So check that. And Dave, I think you are joining, you missed a couple of them. So there were some of the layers that you probably need to know. I think we discovered a lot, and especially with systems such as, and I don't know, I mean, see you, I don't know which one was the last one that you did, to be completely honest. But you were there until we discovered this whole independent versus non-independent, if I remember correctly, layer. So independent versus, especially when it comes to the TMS packages. And right now we are reviewing TMS. And TMS has a very specific category as compared to WMS. We saw that some of them are going to package the WMS TMS together, but some of them are going to be part of the consulting companies, the managed services companies, and that is going to be your Uber Freights of the world. That is going to be your C.H. Robinson, as well as Trimble. I don't know where you draw the line, but in my mind, they are still very managed services centric company. So those are going to be slightly more non-independent one, but these are, for example, 3GTMS is slightly more the independent one, meaning these are technology firm. They are not necessarily trying to commercialize their managed services or managed transportation services. The other layer we typically discuss, and the layer that you may have missed with E2Open, Dave, is this whole concept of the network, I guess. So there were three different legs with E2Open, especially. And that is sort of the granddaddy of TMS or WMS systems, I guess, or supply chains, whatever name you want to refer. But it had three different angles. One is the execution aspect. The second one is more of the planning aspect. And third is the network. So that's where the whole AI ML is going to be super powerful because of that network, because they have so many different networks, including your freight partners, your carriers. So they have pretty much everybody in the world, and that's how they are getting so much data, and their AI is becoming so powerful for their planning engine. But in that pillar, when you compare all of these solutions from the supply chain suite perspective, these guys are going to be primarily in that execution bucket. Okay, so execution more from the supply chain perspective. Typically, as part of your execution bundle, you are going to have your WMS, TMS, maybe OMS. Those are the sort of the bundles that most companies are going to have from the execution perspective. Now, the other layers that we typically touch is going to be whether the solution is targeted more for the shippers, manufacturers, versus it is going to be for trucking 3PL company. So in their case, they have two different layers. So if you look at the actual 3G TMS solution, which was really for the LTL and TL, which is going to be your truckload and less than truckload. Okay, so their comparable is going to be, in my mind, Trimble. Trimble, because they were targeted for more of the trucking companies as opposed to covering the entire supply chain. So these guys target, the trucking companies, but they also have the e-commerce sort of, multi-carrier add-on PaceJet. Now they have acquired that everybody did, I guess. So now they can cover all of your parcel, and parcel is going to be part of that, PaceJet, and then less than truckload and truckload. But again, these guys may be international as well, but they are not going to cover all of that global supply chain. So that's where their positioning is. So I don't know if you guys have any comments.
So where does PaceJet, where is that within this group? New name, or is it they've always owned PaceJet, or what is it?
So they acquired PaceJet. They did not rebrand themselves as PaceJet. They carried their name 3GTMS because PaceJet, in my mind, would have much smaller deals. And 3GTMS would be closing much bigger deals. So gotcha. Depending upon which name they want to carry forward, overall, if you look at the technology is not going to be as strong as PaceJet. PaceJet in general, the way PaceJet was targeted, and Andy, I don't know if you have really sort of included them in any of your deals or you participated or any of your customers use that. But for the most part, PaceJet was fairly innovative new company. They were present in Acumatica ecosystem, I guess, and for NetSuite, if I remember correctly, as well. So all of the modern cloud native ones, and they had the native interface for that e-commerce. But the only reason why 3GTMS acquired them, it was all that wave during COVID where everybody was trying to acquire the parcel-centric capabilities, because that's when parcel became really big in the TMS bucket. So they wanted to get that capability. But I don't know how they managed to integrate, to be completely honest, Andy. And the reason for that is because overall, if you look at their capability, they are very desktop-y looking app. And I don't know if they have any sort of cloud native version right now. These screenshots that you could find are probably 3-4 years old. So I don't know how modern they are, but it's going to be there. They are also going to have the carrier network. I guess PaceJet has some network, but then these guys are going to have carrier network as well. So one of the power that these CMS solutions have is how big is your carrier network, because that is going to dictate, how your rate shopping is going to be, I guess. The whole rating algorithm is going to be based on how many different carriers that you have in your network. So network matters a lot. Even when you are talking about very small TMSs.
Yeah, the PaceJet product, I usually use it for rate shopping, although I know it does a lot more.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
Yeah. Rate shopping is just one capability. For the most part, I mean, it's really that multi-carrier shipping add-on in right. My mind. It's a very, very, very small add-on. It's not a real TMS, but yeah. Yeah. Any other comments, guys?
Nope.
No? Okay, so we'll move on. Okay, so here we have some commentary coming from their site, and here they are saying optimize all over the load modes, including TL, truckload, LTL, and parcel in one, and parcel capabilities. They are primarily coming from PaceJet. Manage LTL and TL contracts, and contract, I don't think anybody has been sort of explicit about those, but the contract module could be very complicated as well, the way contracts are done. And Dave, I'm pretty sure you can probably relate, just because you are going to have your contract rates, you are going to have spot rates, and I don't know how complex your logistics operations were, but when you have complex, or I should say, if you have substantial spend in your freight, then you have to think about that, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to add, I mean, even to the point earlier in terms of, all the different modules, I mean, some of the biggest challenges that we would encounter with any of these types of systems was the ability to rate shop across modes of transport, right? Yep. Because even when you've integrated all of those different tariffs and contracts and all of that, Everybody needed a different set of inputs to be able to rate shop effectively. So you still ultimately did the majority of it, manually, even though, you would have somebody like this say, oh, no, you know, it's just plug and play. It's like, it is just not that simple, but it'll be interesting to see as time goes on how AI may impact some of that data aggregation just from a pure speed and processing standpoint to be able to, make better, more accurate decisions based on that. So that was all I was going to add. But that it's no different than if you're going to talk about the contracts or you're going to talk about the ability to say, we should be sending this via this or via that on any given case basis.
Yeah. And honestly speaking, I don't know which multi-carrier add-on that you used for your operations, to be completely honest. I mean, typically that's going to be part of your selection process in general, the way, the kind of customers that we have worked with. So what they would do is they are going to have their carrier list and they are going to validate if the system covers all of those, if they are part of their network. And that is going to be a criteria that they typically use to make that decision, because if anything is going to be outside of that, then, sometimes they're going to claim that, I can integrate. And they do, to be completely honest, is because the reason why they like to do that is because once they have integrated, then it's going to be available for all of their customers, so they have their subsidized cost overall, and that's how they grew their network over the period of time, to be completely honest. Okay, so I don't know, I mean, see, which one did you use, but for the most part, let's say if you look at PaceJets of the world, especially if you are going to be just in the parcel operations, for the most part they covered that. They were weak in LTL and TL, and that's why these guys bought and clubbed all of them together.
Yeah, I think it's a layer down from that, Sam, the kind of stuff I was bringing to the light. When you've got something that maybe is a shipment that would generally go small pack but could also qualify for 100 weight, let's say LTL. Yeah. And the scenario that a lot of vendors would say, and again, not saying that these guys are in that same boat, but a lot of solutions would say we have the ability to rate shop against, multiple modes of transportation in that scenario in real time, given, your contract pricing. And my experience is that has not been, quite the case. So it was really one layer down that I was kind of talking about, and that's something depending on, what kind of operation you run, could be a big kind of deciding factor for you. So
Very interesting example there. Thank you so much, Dave, for that. So let's keep going here. So here they are talking about consolidate loads, rate shop, and select carrier. So this is a real TMS where they are able to consolidate loads, meaning it's used by trucking companies where they are going to have the real need for dispatch, the way they are going to plan their loads, the way they are going to plan their deliveries. So you can do all of that. And a lot of TMS systems, if they are not necessarily designed for trucking, they are not going to have these capabilities. And we are going to see a little bit of that, in these screenshots, that these guys do have those capabilities, and they are really easy, overall. Because if you look at even very small trucking operations, they generally require a lot of workload to be able to plan, because if you are going to change one delivery, then the loading and unloading operation might throw off. So you require the consolidated planning when you are going to look at the newer orders and you are sort of planning against that. Here, they are talking about the routing, including pooling points. And pooling points, I don't think even Trimble had used this term. At least we have not come across that. Pooling point is a very, very interesting concept that is used in conjunction with your cross-docking. But cross-docking is simply vehicle-to-vehicle transfer. This is a real consolidation facility in which you are bringing the loads and then you are planning against that. So these guys can plan against that. And again, very, very, very deep into trucking. So that's why they have to have that. Then,
pooling point is part of routing?
So pooling points are going to be the points that these companies are going to have against which they have to plan.
I would say think centralized warehousing.
So I don't know. That's going to be part of the plan, but I don't know if I completely, completely agree with the comment that you made, Andy. So that's why I mean, there are layers.
No, that's okay. I was asking more than telling.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are talking about improved financial performance with automated freight audit and payments. The whole freight audit and payments module is very complex as well. For the most part, these companies are probably not going to use any sort of ERP systems, because for them, this is going to be their ERP system. So that's why they have this matching reconciliation process. This is also going to be useful for a lot of the LSCs, or logistics services companies, I guess, is the term. And typically those are going to be your freight brokers or anybody that is going to be involved in between in that whole movement of the goods as they go from one leg to the next. And then obviously the exception management is there, but that's not their bread and butter, I guess. Then we are talking about operating markets favoring contract LTL and spot market TL procurement. So this is really going to be for your 3PLs and freight brokers. They are going to require these capabilities a lot more than your manufacturers and distributors. So here we have some very interesting terms that I don't think we have seen with some of the other systems that we have reviewed so far. And the reason for that is because these guys are going really deep into their TMS capabilities, the trucking capabilities. So here, some of the concepts are going to be your rating, planning, and consolidation tools. Workflows are built according to your routing guidance and templates to manage the complex order-to-cash cycle. And now I would caution people when they look at order-to-cash. Order-to-cash could mean a lot of different things. Typically, this is used in the ERP context, but order to cash could be for freight brokers, for the transportation companies as well. They are going to have very different order to cash. So this order to cash is going to be managed inside TMS system. And the reason for that is because they don't have as complex ERP needs. So for the most part, this is probably going to be their ERP. And that's why they are saying that, you know what, I can manage order to cash. But when you look at the shipper's workflow or the main manufacturing, distribution, retail, supply chain, in that, this is not going to be as meaningful. They might use a TMS system, but they are using TMS system only to manage their freight, only to manage their transportation and logistics component. A TMS does not play as big role in their architecture, but it's going to play much bigger role with trucking companies, transportation companies, the LSCs, freight brokers, 3PLs. That's where it is going to play a much bigger role. And their whole invoicing matching process is very, very, very different. The planning optimization dispatch processes are very different as well. You know, here they are talking about automatically creates complex multi-stop, and they are using multi-stop term, and they are not using multimodal, which is different. This is really multi-stop, which is very, very, very different from the trucking perspective. TL, direct LTL pooling points, cross-dock, round trips is very interesting as well. The way they are planned is very complex in general, because you have to accommodate for the empty capacity that you are going to have on those trucks. So that's why the round trips is very important as well. What if scenarios, and again, this is really from the capacity planning perspective, plans to maximize every cubic inch of capacity and gallons of diesel. And I don't think anybody has really spoken about the fuel management, and the fuel management piece itself is very complex in general, the way it is done, because you have to look at the pricing, you have to look at hedging, you have to look at so many different variables. So the way fuel is planned in trucking transportation, and again, if you're a 3PL freight broker who is going to be asset-less, probably you don't have to worry about fuel unless you are paying for fuel for somebody else. There's always that possibility as well, depending upon how your contracts are structured. So that particular component is very strong as well, and that requires very unique capabilities if you are going to be planning according to that. They have the concept of change orders as well. That's very common, but their change orders process is going to be very different too. Okay, the whole concept of the spot rates as well as contract rates, the way that functionality work is very different too. Here they have some of the tendering controls where they are talking about waterfall, broadcast, and I don't think we have seen that so far. This is all very deep into trucking operations, very deep into 3PL operation, the way this works. The whole procurement piece is going to be very interesting as well. Even their procurement processes are very, very unique. Again, their entire business can be managed inside TMS. They don't require any other systems for the most part. Then they are talking about managed pricing, fuel indexes, and accessorials, and index-based rating benchmark, black box rating. The whole rating piece gets very, 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 very cheap. We are talking about contract distance, tax calculation, and tap into spot rates, market quotes, there is not much there. They are talking about transit times and customized service levels. And this is where the whole ETA piece, Dave, that you missed, especially with ETA Open, the whole predicting ETA and planning around those ETAs is a big deal in general in the market. When you are going to have, let's say, 20 trucks, I mean, no big deal. I mean, you can manage the way you want, but you can technically lose your contract if you're not able to compete with larger players, because larger players are going to have all of those capabilities. They are going to be able to predict their ETAs based on the systems and the data and the network that they are going to have. And smaller vendors, if they are not going to have that in trucking, there's a huge problem, because when they are giving you business, you have to compete with, and how do you compete that? So that becomes a huge problem. Then we have multimodal shipping execution. So here we are talking about 3G planning and optimization, fuels, fast carrier dispatch, and dispatch itself is a very, very, very complex operation, the way that works inside transportation industry. Appointment management, EDI and portal communication, that's all a little bit of bluff there. But for the most part, EDI communication that these guys are going to have, this is the eBOL functionality, which is going to be your e-bill of lading. But their EDI communication is going to be very different from WMS versus ERP. Those are different communication here. What you are really sending and communicating is going to be your freight invoices. Those are very different from your traditional invoices. So in manufacturing, distribution, retail, the scope of freight invoices is not going to be as much. But I mean, if you look at the transportation industry, the only invoices they are going to have are really the freight invoices. So the scope in general is very different. The whole order to settlement process is very interesting. That gets very busy and involved, the way that works. You know, especially if you talk about these freight brokers, they have very complex process. You require very different system. And I don't know how you can manage that inside an ERP system. If you are going to be using any sort of ERP system, some companies do use, we have seen even the smaller transportation companies, they are going to use either Microsoft GP or some other ERP system, but that is typically used only for financial reporting. You know, the I would say 90% of their operations are probably going to be inside TMS, and they simply send the GLs, and that's it. The financial reporting is done. So ERP does not really have much of the role in these companies. Any comments, guys, I can take? Otherwise, I can keep moving. No?
No, that's good.
Okay. So now we have the customer, vendor, and the web portals as well. Now, these portals are going to be very different because the kind of customers that you have, the kind of vendors that you have, these vendors are really carriers. So just because you are seeing the customer and vendor portal with the other systems, they are not really the same. You know, most of the TMS vendors that you are going to have, they are going to have some sort of customer portal, but this is really for from the perspective of your freight brokers, transportation company. And technically, I mean, they allow the whole e-bill of lading exchange is what they are trying to do. So if you have any sort of collaboration there, they can allow that. Then they have, this is all technical, configure watch list to trigger color-coded alerts to help users see and react quickly. Again, very technical stuff, you know, reports, dashboard, and analytics. That's all very technical. Then they have the dock door scheduler. And again, the dock door scheduling functionality is very interesting. Pretty much everybody is trying to attack that, whether it is going to be data company last time when we reviewed. And I think, which one did we review, Andy? Project 44, I guess, right? And they were trying to get into this space as well, where they are doing yard scheduling, because everybody touches door yard scheduling in some shape or form, especially when you are going to be predicting ETA. That's why everybody wants to sort of touch or control that process. And you are going to find a lot of best of breed solutions that specialize just in that. But here they are talking about, you know, over the road and at the dock, say goodbye to loading dock congestion and frustratingly long detention times. But again, I think this process gets very tricky as well, because you are going to have your overages, the demurrages charge that you are going to get because of all of this. And there are financial implications. So that's why this process is extremely busy as well. It's not just the appointment scheduling. You get overages if you're going to have wait time, you know, because of this process. Any comments I can take or keep moving?
No, just, I mean, very robust. It does a lot of things. You know, it's got the web portals for your carriers and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Great point, Andy. Thank you so much. So let's keep moving here. You guys are okay. So here we are talking about full 3G transportation management and shipping software suite over time. So we have quote and rate shopping. And again, rate shopping is very, very, very complex in general with transportation companies. So here they are talking about no more toggling between websites. And I think, Dave, this is the experience that you were talking about. Depending upon how large your operation is, I don't think you can do this as a transportation company if that is your bread and butter, because you are literally booking the transportation for like $3. And if you are going to be spending like 5 minutes just to toggle between the websites, you know, that is already done, I guess, there, right? So shipping tools and rate shop across modes and carriers in a single place, pick the right service level for the right place on each shipment, leverage the rules library. And you know, I have personal experience working with very large freight brokerage company, and it gets very complex. I mean, when you look at these rules, I mean, that is probably one of the most complex decision-making system that I have personally seen. Okay, so it gets very, very, very complex. These are not easy to then they have predictive packing. That's a very interesting space as well. And I think in my mind, this would fall into that PaceJet territory. So here they are talking about configure predictive packaging. There are some startup companies that are doing just this, where they are going to be predict the right package. This itself is a big problem, because if your packaging is not going to be aligned with how you are loading and how you're packaging your trucks, you can lose a lot of money, because in transportation industry, including your freight brokerages, it's all about space and capacity utilization. So that's why this whole piece is extremely critical as well. And nowadays, companies are trying to use AI just to predict that spend too. Yeah, so here they are talking about reduce surprise shipping costs and surcharges by estimating packaging during freight quoting. So you have to optimize that as well. For the most part, the companies that I have personally seen, especially in the mid-market, they don't get into this. Obviously, they are losing a lot of money, but they don't care for all of this, especially if you look at manufacturers, distributors, and transportation companies already have those packages packed, so I don't know how much control they really have. The only control they are going to have is going to be in how they package their trucks and containers. But as such, on the packages, they don't really have as much control, I guess. Okay, packing and scan packing. So they are saying no, your shipments are packed with 99% error-free accuracy, fast, easy scan pack workflows with audible and visual feedback. Again, they are getting into slightly more hardware. We have seen some scenarios with this hardware as well, which is very interesting. It can automate a lot of processes. It can reduce substantial amount of errors. So they can do all of that, which is interesting. So now they have some of the capabilities for the centralized garage management and manage all of your garage moves, eliminating the need for spreadsheets and manual processes, effectively controlling per diem. And per diem is a very complex process as well. And demurrage charges is critical to controlling cost. That is true. And that's a very critical piece of functionality. We have not even seen that in the case of, let's say, Trimble. But for a transportation company, this is very, very, very critical. Now, these guys are talking about a little bit of real-time visibility, to be completely honest. But real-time visibility, they are not going to have as much data, as much network. Their visibility is going to be really limited to the carriers that they are going to have in their network for the most part. So this is the whole piece where you have a lot of startups nowadays that are able to provide real-time visibility, not only with the carriers that you are shipping, but across the board. Their networks are so strong. So you have solutions focused just on that piece. So even though these guys are talking about real-time visibility, but that's nothing. So gain visibility into your drayage moves with real-time tracking and status updates on container status, estimated arrival times. Again, that's a huge topic. Companies are pouring millions and millions of dollars just to predict that. So obviously their the arrival times are not going to be as accurate, because obviously this is a very small solution. They don't have as strong network. They don't have as strong AI or ML capabilities. And even if they had those capabilities, their AI is not going to be strong because they just don't have as big network as well as data. So even though these guys have these capabilities, they are not going to be as comparable to your E2 Open or some of the other solutions that we have seen. And obviously, when you talk about bottlenecks, you have to be able to predict the ETA before you can detect your bottlenecks and then plan. So if your data is going to be weak, obviously you are not going to get that. But if you are a small operation, then obviously you cannot afford E2 Open or those expensive solutions. So that's where this TMS is going to be a great fit, just to manage that execution component. Load rendering, carrier selection, and carrier selection could mean a lot of different things, depending upon how many different modes are we talking about. A lot of systems can do that, but here, again, we are talking about just trucking. Dispatch and document management, carriers, drivers, and stakeholders. 3G eliminates the need for disjointed communication channels. Again, a little bit of bluff there, I guess, or fluff, I guess I should say, not bluff. I'm mixing my words here. I'm becoming NDA now. Okay, so here we are talking about rating engine with a library of more than 3,000 data modules, and these integration libraries and the templates are where the real power is, and this is where that integration comes in, to be completely honest, Dave. When you look at these solutions, and if those carriers are going to be part of their network, then you have the real power. Otherwise, you are going to be integrating with a lot. For the most part, they can accommodate the integration as well if you are going to be have carriers that they don't have as part of their network. That's how they go.
Is Rateware built in, or is that like an optional module with them?
Yeah, so my take in this is going to be, this is probably an optional module the way this is positioned. But you have the LTL pricing and eliminates the costly tasks of sourcing, programming, and maintaining data from multiple carriers. Use Rateware Excel to manage LTL shipment costing and pricing, including carrier specific discounts, minimum charges, deficit tracking, FAK charges, which is very unique as well. I don't think we have seen that term before so far. So that's very interesting as well. Again, things get very deep in general with every single industry out there, I guess. Then we are talking about updating motor carrier tariff information and expiration dates. I think Trimble was far deeper into these compliance scenarios, but these guys are able to do some of that, I guess. Support rate.
Go ahead, Sam. Do you know what FAK stands for? No? Okay. Never mind.
It stands for freight of all kinds, Andy. And basically the functionality of FAK discount is the different classes of freight. Oftentimes what carriers you'll find it more prevalent in LTL. What they will do is to try to give you a better discount, right? To try to get their rates in line, let's say with a competitive quote. They will, if you are shipping at a freight class of, let's say, 55, they will give you an FAK discount at a different class level. So they're taking their same base rates, but rate shopping it at a different class level, which gives you an additional discount on top of like a set discount. So you'll see that oftentimes in LTL contracts where they're giving you an FAK. Generally, it works when you've got an industry like a manufacturer that is, shipping by and large out of the same class. It does not work if you've got a significant product line and, you know, some more expensive, let's say, freight classes that you typically ship on.
Yeah, and it gets very complicated when you look at the pricing, contracting. I mean, you definitely require a little bit of subject matter expertise, I guess, to read those contracts.
Yeah, it's all a mystery because when you start to dig into it, a lot of times they're utilizing, you know, like, so we're in 2023. They could be using like 2018 base rates, and then they're giving. Yeah. It makes it very challenging to compare apples to apples when you're looking at LTL contracts, which makes things like this even more challenging from an ops side when you go and you start to say, well, what is the most economical way to ship this thing that we've got to now ship? And then you start to add the layers of complexity that we always talk about with bundles, and you know, we could have a whole show just on that.
Yeah, and Andy, it's going to be far more complex than your ERP pricing, I guarantee that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here we are talking about updating motor carrier tariff that we have already discussed, I guess. So if I have anything else here, so identify carrier operational capabilities, including point of service, transit times, and terminal to terminal networks, the full service portfolios of LTL carriers, eliminate transit time and delivery date ambiguity, calendar date, number of days modeling. Again, that gets very complex as well in my experience. Carrier specific holiday calendars, planning around that could get very difficult. Again, very, very unique piece of functionality that is going to be there only in TMS systems that are designed for trucking. So here we have some more. That's pretty much. Okay, so some more commentary here. Flexible decision support tool to assure total pricing visibility. And this is the visibility that you require a software, when you need that kind of visibility, even though Dave is going to say that the software does not work as you would hope. So you still have to do manual, effort to be able to compute the pricing, but obviously the software is very helpful as well. So this is where like negotiations, contracts, and the profitability strategies and the impact of carrier rate adjustments and conduct apple to apple. I mean, these guys are talking about apple to apple, Dave. But I don't know how true that is, right?
I've been through this once or twice, Sam.
Right? Exactly. Shipments are rated using timely, accurate, carrier independent base rate. So the effects of line items such as discounts and FAK classifications. So now this is being used again. And, Dave has already explained that, right? So create flexible, borderless international pricing system with stable base rates for freight movements between the US. So they are primarily focused in these in North America for the most part. That's where their trucking is going to be. And global operations, when you are going to be doing trucking for global operations, you require very different capabilities. So for the most part, they are being used in North America. But I think we have some customer references where they have used this in the international locations as well. But for those, I guess you are probably not going to get those compliance capabilities. Compliance is a huge part in terms of the reporting, and it's a very, very, very busy and complex reporting the way it works in the TMS space as well that we have seen with many different. So here they are talking about different industries who they really serve. So they are talking about shippers looking to take control of their transportation execution. And I'm glad that they have used the word execution, because that's what we have been talking so far, that they are really into that execution space. LSPs, including 3PLs, freight forwarders, and brokers wanting to expand their business model, freight planners. And freight planners is a, you know, it could be a business model as well, to be completely honest. I don't know. Sometimes that could be LSP that specializes just in that capability, and they might be using a TMS system to enable that. So you have a lot of supply chain consulting firms that utilize technology just to do their job. And that we have seen with a lot of supply chain firms that they sometimes own, sometimes they use somebody else's team. So mid-sized and large companies with predominantly OTR transportation volumes, North American and European transportation focus, even though they are talking about that, I don't know how much capabilities they have in the Europe geography, but we do have some customers that have used the solution in those geographies. So here, we are again talking about the fuel surcharge management. We have already discussed that flexible negotiation of both buy side and sell side rates. And this is very complex as well. There are going to be rates from both sides that you are trying to balance, I guess. So it becomes very supply chain centric, you know, computation, calculation, planning with everything that you are going to do, I guess. Advanced capabilities help you manage hundreds of thousands of pricing profiles. Again, very deep into transportation business. What else do we have here? Dynamic pooling and cross docking, and they're using it together, and they're really used together for the most part. Leverage a range of carrier tendering options, including, and this is the second time they have used the same term, waterfall and broadcast tendering, and the whole tendering process is going to be very complex, very involved as well, the way it is done. Leverage messaging to adjust ETAs to inform. This is the same comment that we have already reviewed. I think we are good here. Okay, so this is the commentary, I guess. This is coming from one of the case studies. So here they are saying Capstone required TMS software built from the ground up for managed transportation. And these are managed transportation companies similar to your C.H. Robinson. Sometimes they are going to have their own TMS, sometimes they are going to use somebody else's TMS, but for the most part, these are really managed transportation companies that are trying to book the other transportation companies. They are serving them, but they need technology to be able to serve their clients. So it's a very different business model. Software that could serve as a single source for running the division, you know, they require such as customer and carrier portals, because this is a service-centric business, so they require customer portals as well. ERP integration, the whole ERP integration piece is going to be very interesting as well, because you know you are really integrating with each of your customers, you know, ERP system to be able to accept the orders to automate that. So again, very different business model in general. Optimization and capabilities, yeah, multiple managed transportation customers, very, very, very different business model in general. For the most part, traditionally, I think these companies utilized very custom software, but now at least they are able to use some TMS. Some more comments here. So we have, this is another case study. So in this particular case, this is the announcement, I guess, coming from their news portal. And here they are talking about their relationship with many different ERP providers. For the most part, I mean, they are very present in NetSuite, Acumatica, Sage, but I think this is more paced at. It's not their main flagship TMS solution. That's what they are talking about here. 3G also saw a significant increase in the number of new users added to their multi-carrier shipping MCS solution. MCS is based at, for the most part, further cementing the company as a leader in transportation management and logistics. 3G TMS launched their Smart Start for Freight Brokers program to assist growing brokerages through the capacity challenges that face the industry today. And again, I think they have launched one offering. So that's the announcement there from them. This is coming from 2022. And they are talking about a global provider of modern day transportation management system. Today announced a partnership with greenscreen.ai, integrating intelligent spot market pricing with 3G TMS load execution. So they might have some spot market capabilities, but they are not going to have as much AI capabilities. And that's why they, I guess, signed the partnership with these guys to analyze that. And that whole component is very complex in general. This allows brokers and 3PLs to seize more opportunities with faster, smarter pricing to quote spot market loads with confidence. That whole component is very complex. And by analyzing historical pricing information relative to real-time market conditions to determine the right spot price for any load on any lane, the load and lane, those combinations are going to be equally critical for transportation pricing and quoting. Any other comments, guys, by any chance? No? Okay, keep going. So this is their interface. And again, I think we could find only going 5 years back. I don't know how improved this is, to be completely honest. But I mean, in the user reviews, they have commented that the interface is still very same the way it is designed. So obviously, it's very old, legacy, clunky. You know, it's not new. Even if they have done a little bit of enhancement, for the most part, it's definitely not going to be cloud native. And this is the whole plan workflow, plan unplan, and the way this workflow is done. I don't think we have seen this with any other TMS systems out there, because this is really designed for those trucking companies. We didn't get this feeling even with Trimble, in my opinion. The way Trimble was positioned, for the most part, they were like, okay, what is your from address? What is your to address? I can do all of these legs. But when you look at the dispatch transportation planning, it gets very, very complicated. And you need super easy interface from the dispatch perspective. And this is where these guys are really, really efficient, you know, with this process. What else do we have? So we have some very interesting piece. So, and Dave, I don't know if you're going to have any sort of comments here, but for the most part, if you look at their modes, they are able to capture all of those modes, including your LTL, TL, parcel, and you are sort of scheduling them together. That's what they are able to do here. You have different carriers. You have UPS Freight. You know, you have Convoy, which is probably going to be your LTL. You know, you have other LTL as well. But they are able to do a lot in the same screen. But I mean, if you look at their city and the locations, they are really running domestic operations for the most part, and that would be their focus for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell just from this screen if this is, you know, something interactive or if this is more of just, you know, a data capture and like some sort of report, you know, dashboard, something like that to consolidate the information. What I was trying to find, I was digging back just with the screenshots here in your comment about cloud native.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find, I thought there was some commentary about AI in their marketing literature, but I couldn't find it quickly. So, but I guess my real thought process there was, you know, back to kind of some of the marketing spin that some of the vendors will utilize and asking appropriate questions when you're on the user side of this or taking a look at this as a potential solution for you, just being mindful of those things and asking about real world, you know, process execution for your business.
Yeah, and they might have a little bit of AI, to be completely honest, because the pricing, the quoting component and the data component is really big. That does not mean that they are going to have cloud native interface. People sort of mix these two things. Okay, if they have AI, does it mean that they are also going to have cloud native interface? It might not be their priority, because AI is far more meaningful for transportation companies than a cloud native interface for the most part. But Dave, this is not really a report. This is a very operational workflow. So here you are really going to click on these check boxes and you are going to hit plan, and the system is going to plan the load or unplan load. And this is across all modes of transportation. You have LTL, TL, and parcel. So they are able to do it together, you know, the capacity.
Cool.
Now, this is the invoice, and the whole order to settlement process is going to be very different as well. This is really your freight invoice. So don't get confused. This is not supposed to be your manufacturing retail invoice. It's very, very, very different. So just because it can do invoice or ERP functionality does not mean that it is ERP. It's trying to do billing, invoicing from the transportation freight broker perspective. Their processes are very different in general. Then you have, I think we saw this comment about the carrier SCAC. And that itself sort of, you know, build the traceability for the most part. And Dave, I don't know if you are going to have any sort of comments there on this, but I think we saw this problem with E2Open, I believe, or Project 44, that if you don't have your stacks harmonized, everybody is going to use different ones. And sometimes because of that, your real-time visibility is going to suffer. So it's not really industry standard as such. I mean, they have a little bit of a SCAC functionality where you can enter, but for the most part, it's going to be accuracy of the data, you know, how accurate data is to be able to get the traceability linking as well as real-time visibility. Okay, so some comments coming from users. So here, and again, this is a 1 billion to 3 billion USD organization. This is manufacturing. And the only reason why such large organization is able to use this is because their freight component is going to be very small compared to their business model. So it doesn't matter. Now, if you're going to be a transportation company that is doing 1 billion to 3 billion, good luck with that. I don't think you'll be able to use this product. You know, so this is coming from 2023. Here they are saying 3GTMS is a powerful transportation management system to guide all phases of the supply chain from tendering, contracting, purchasing to final delivery. The main plus is constantly keep track of bottlenecks in the distribution chain, allowing you to, I think he meant measure, I guess, there, and provide metrics to decision makers in freight management regarding third party collaborators, 3PL, as well as internal suppliers. So again, this is a very small operation in my mind, even though the company is very big. They have reviewed so many different companies, including Alpiga, which we are going to review in next few sessions, I guess. And this is a global operation. They have used this in Italy, which is obviously a European country, right? So, this was used there. So, which is a validation that, you know, they are not just North America focused. They have been used at other places as well. So, like every TMS, is particularly difficult to configure at the beginning because many, parameters need to be wisely considered to prove trustful results. But hard preparation work is then rewarded in terms of, okay. So, yeah, overall, I think the takeaway from this slide is QTP that even though it is a large company, but, you know, I think they have really small freight operation. That's why they have used. So, guys, now we have 4 minutes. How many comments do you have? Do you want to do some more reviews or comments?
Yeah, let's look at this one. It's under 50 million, so this might be a little more apropos.
Yeah, so this is under 50 million. And by the way, they are in services and government. The function is human resources, so I don't know what they are doing with TMS.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that caught that. That is certainly some cross-functionality.
Yeah. So here they have reviewed E2Open, and I don't know why they would do that because E2Open is a very enterprise solution for the most part. And this was used in Spain, again, validation that this is being used globally, which is very interesting. This is coming from 2023. Here they are saying my experience with 3GTMS has been very positive. Okay, solutions for transportation and logistics management. We don't have much there. Okay, difficult to integrate with other systems and platforms we use. So their ecosystem is definitely going to be very small in general, especially if you're going to be using this in geography where they don't have major support. If they were in North America, the experience would be very different for the most part, but their ecosystem is not going to be as strong as some of the other systems that we have reviewed. Could be improved in the loading speed of the platform. When there are many users connected, the platforms can be slow and not very agile. And again, the dispatch operations, if you are very, very, very complex, and I don't know which business this is, so it's very hard to comment, I guess. But for the most part, if you're a real busy transportation business, then you require a lot of firepower for your dispatch operation. Okay, so 2 minutes. Let's look at one more, I guess. This is also manufacturing, surprisingly enough, okay? This is $500 million to $1 billion, which is going to have very small operation. And by the way, they have used it in India, so they are all over the place, I guess, overall, from their presence perspective, which is very, very interesting. So now they are talking about automating the audit and freight process, as a result of which it reduces risk of overcharges and errors, which is a huge problem in the transportation industry. Okay, so they are using just for the carrier selection, load planning, and route optimization. Again, if you're using only for that, then you are not going to find much difference. But if you look at the compliance scenarios, then you probably require something like Trimble, because they are going to be supporting a lot of different geographies from the compliance perspective. Okay, guys, so 1 or 2 minutes, some comments, right?
Well, I mean, what we're talking about here is basically an enterprise TMS system. It's got everything. The original comment about PaceJet, I'm sure that's just a very small piece of this whole puzzle. I have used PaceJet with some of my clients for, like I said, rate shopping mostly. Yeah. but this looks like a pretty robust system.
Yeah, the only clarification I would have, Andy, there is this is probably not enterprise. I mean, they are definitely very SMB focused, even
really?
Though. Yeah. 100%. I mean, they are not enterprise.
Then why were those companies so large, the ones that were looking
at? Because manufacturing is going to have this much of transportation. I mean,
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the other thing I would tack on to that, and what was in my mind reading through the reviews, is where those deployments took place.
Yeah.
And to me, it almost seems like it was either, you know, part of an acquisition or something, because you would think if it was more, I guess if either the functionality was there or it met broader need, that you would see a larger scale implementation, even with the users that decided to leave a review. I mean, it's hard to infer from that, but it was interesting to see where the installations took place on the reviews that we saw.
Yeah, Dave, I completely agree. I think that was interesting for me as well. I was thinking that I'm probably going to see some of the North American installations, but they are very different.
Yeah. All over the world.
Yeah.
No,
I was just going to say, I mean, it would make sense if it was either an acquisition or some other kind of individualized installation. But that was pretty interesting to see. I mean, outside of that, it seems like there's a broad, you know, broad-reaching functionality for the solution itself. So, I feel like I say the same thing a lot of times, but, you know, regardless, when you're looking at this stuff, you got to understand the use case for your specific business and to see how it fits into that mix. And I think if this is a solution that you're contemplating, understanding how that could potentially fit in your, you know, kind of overall IT infrastructure, right? As a part of that, because that's going to be business model dependent. So I think that's a good consideration.
Yeah, could not agree more. And guys, we have some comments from the users, so we'll touch on them, I guess. So Anders has a comment. So Anders is saying, I see that National Motor Freight Traffic Association has introduced the EVOL digital format standard in 2022. So there's a lot happening in the transportation industry. And Dave, I think the reason why I really wanted you to be in those sessions is because we were talking about the whole ELD, and because of ELD, the whole space changed, to be completely honest. The kind of visibility now you have because of ELD is just mind-blowing. Looks like Project 44 is on board, as well as companies like Yellow. So now I don't know which company is Yellow. I've never heard of them. So maybe we should include them for our review. Companies looking for new TMS to get capabilities like this. Go ahead, Dave. You have a comment?
Yeah, I don't know if that's Yellow Freight that he's referring to, but I think that there was some consolidation with them. It's so hard to keep track of.
Yeah, and I don't know if that is a technology company or a freight company. So are you saying that they are probably a freight company?
It is. It's a freight company. Yeah, YRC Freight is...
Right. YRC, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the Yellow was the old name of it, though. Yellow Freight was the old name. So I don't know if Anders is referring to that or not, or something else, right? Competitor to... what one did we just do a few weeks ago? I can't think of it. The other carrier that's also into everything. It's one of
you're
the big
talking
ones.
About C.H. Robinson.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't spit it out.
It's hard when you do like 500 of them, right?
I don't know how you keep, but somehow you keep track of them all.
No, I'm really struggling. I'm telling you, I cannot remember anything, I guess, anymore. So, yeah, Anders, I think the EVOL, there are a lot of changes happening in the transportation industry in general. There are a lot of companies that have their offering around this, but this is just this piece. And the whole ELD, movement is far more powerful with respect to data, AI, and the analytics that they are able to. So definitely Project 44 is one of the hardest technologies, but E2 Open in my mind is harder, because Project 44 is just one component of that. E2 Open is the strongest enough. Then have you seen any TMS companies that are looking ahead to autonomous vehicles? Not TMS companies. They are meant to be technology companies, I guess, you know, but I mean, if you look at the managed transportation supply chain company, they would be looking at that. That would be my guess. So 634, guys, any more comments before we wrap?
No.
Okay. All right, guys. So that's it for today. If you joined for the first time, this was part of our industry series for which we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys are going to be here next week. We are going to come back with another solution or the vendor. On that note, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight.
Thank you so much, Sam.
I cannot thank our guests enough for coming on the show, for sharing their knowledge and journey. I always pick up learnings from our guests, and hopefully you learned something new today. If you want to learn more about Dave Chrysler, head over to thechrysler.club. chrysler.club. If you want to learn more about ND Pratico, head over to esoft.com. It's esoft.com. Links and more information will also be available in the show notes. Also, don't forget to subscribe and spread the word among folks with similar backgrounds. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please review and rate us on your favorite podcasting platform or DM me on any social channels. I'll try my best to respond personally and make sure you get help. Thank you, and I hope to catch you on the next episode of the WBS Podcast.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.